Now we have here the ceremonial cleansing of leprosy. And again, I must insist that we are not being given a cure for leprosy. This is the ceremonial cleansing after a leper is cleansed. In the last chapter, we saw the details concerning leprosy, of how they came to the decision concerning whether a person had leprosy. And it was the diagnosis of all kinds of leprosy. Now, this is the cleansing of it, and we're going to see that it apparently was cured, as we suggested before. Evidently, were those that were cured by the treatment of that day, whatever it was, and there were those that were healed supernaturally, as we've suggested. And today, there is a cure for it, and it's not presented in Scripture as an incurable disease. But since it's the worst disease of that day, it is used to set forth sin. And in it are tremendous spiritual lessons for us. And this chapter now brings in a ray of light and hope into the darkness of the leper's plight. And we'll see that here. Now, it represents sin, as we've said. When man sinned in the Garden of Eden, it moved in a twofold direction. You see, it affected both God and man. Now, it moved upward toward God, and man was guilty before a holy God. And that guilt had to be removed if man is to be accepted. But it moved downward toward man, and man became polluted and contaminated with sin. Now, leprosy reveals sin in its pollution and contamination. In my book, I have a little chart that illustrates that. Upward, guilt. Downward, pollution. Now, we come to a chapter that will bring before us, I suppose, one of the most unique offerings that you'll find in the Bible. One of the most unique you've ever heard of for the cleansing of leprosy. And I want to begin reading now at verse 1. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, This shall be the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought unto the priests, and the priests shall go out of the camp, and the priests shall look and behold if the plague of leprosy be healed in the leper. Now you see, he's not going out to heal him. He's going to go out and see if he is healed. That's important, and that makes the significant statement here, the law of the leper in the day of his cleansing. Now, this is a ritual which was to be followed in detail, and there was, therefore, this cleansing, and it's a ceremonial cleansing, and it always followed the cure of leprosy. Now, he'd been pronounced a leper by the priest. Now, the priest must declare him cleansed. And there was two steps in the process. The priest must first go unto the leper and meet him where he is. The leper, of course, would not dare come into the society among people because he was forbidden to do that. He was shut out, and therefore the priest had to go out to him wherever he was. And you remember when our Lord was here, in Luke 17:12, it says, As he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. Why did they stand afar off? Well, they're lepers. And then the priest went unto them, and our Lord went unto these lepers, by the way. Now, we have here, therefore, a parallel to the person and work of our great high priest and our great physician. He came forth from heaven's glory to this sin-cursed earth. Friends, we couldn't make it up there. We'd done well to make it to the moon, and we didn't get rid of sin when we went to the moon. But the fact of the matter is, he came out of heaven's glory to this earth. And I think that lovely hymn has it accurately, out of the ivory palaces into a world of woe. Now, that's his story. And you find that given with a great deal of emphasis as it describes his long pilgrimage when he left heaven's glory to this earth. And it's in the second chapter of Hebrews. I'm not going to read all of that section, but let me just lift out one or two things. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that by the grace of God should he taste death for every man. For it became him, for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. And then we're told that he came down to this earth, and he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. So that he came out of heaven's glory down to this earth. The priest had to go out to the leper. Christ came down where we were in a world of woe. And Paul in Galatians says, for when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And this is so important that even today he says, even in a Laodicean day, when he's apparently no longer in the organized church, he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Now, the Lord Jesus came down to this earth for that purpose. And he came down to touch the leper that he might be made whole, to touch the sinner